Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Soul Speak. I'm your host, Sheldon Pisnat, and in this virtual retreat session, I'm really excited because we're going to be talking to Vandana Attara Ora about accelerated ascension mastery and activating your 5D ascension timeline. And we'll get to all the great stuff and the great energy and the experiential process and energy work that are coming in this retreat session, but allow me to share a little background on Vandana. Vandana is a divine channel and light ambassador of accelerated light healing. She is the CEO and founder of Vandana Light Healing. Her sole calling is to empower and inspire all sentient beings to navigate the new earth energies of rapid transformation on the planet. She shares her intuitive gifts and psychic abilities as an energy healer, shamanic practitioner, soul guide, spiritual coach, and accelerated light master teacher. She travels and teaches accelerated light healing practitioner certification programs wherever she is called and whoever is guided to spread higher consciousness as a light and power source for others. So that's awesome. How are you, Vandana? And really, yeah, good to have you here.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show with you and your beautiful listeners. I'm really excited and deeply honored, and it just feels really right to be here and to share these amazing multidimensional tools, these quantum healing processes that can rapidly transform people's lives in the blink of an eye as if by magic. So the more people that know about this and all of the ways that they can actually, you know, instantly transmute and override all the unconscious programming and conditioning, then the better off this planet will be and the easier and faster we can ascend with ease and grace. So that's what it's all about, and that's one of my primary roles in life. Is my soul mission really is to empower and inspire others to help people remember really who they are and why they've come, especially at this time of accelerated ascension.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Accelerated ascension and ascension timeline,
yeah.
5D activations and energy frequencies. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by, you know, where does accelerated light come from, and what is accelerated light?
So accelerated light is another name for that nameless light from pure source energy, from the energy of creation and manifestation, which has no name. So it actually is the light of basically the light of higher understanding that bypasses our human minds and our human programs and any type of 3D matrix around, you know, limitations or belief systems or programming at all. So it's the field that is really made up of infinite intelligence and quantum information. It's the divine. And that's really what I like to call it. There are just trillions of angels. They come from the great central sun. There are, you know, Christed ascended beings that oversee these processes. These are interdimensional, enlightened masters, teachers, ancestors, avatars, and they're all here to help and to help us to really navigate all of the energies that are just spilling and pouring and radiating and streaming down onto our earth plane, to make it easier to navigate these uncharted waters, is the new paradigm, the new way of being and perceiving this ever-changing universe. And as you probably have noticed yourself, Sheldon, it's a time of great change. All the old systems that are in place that were based on control or you know, separation, limitation, even enslavement types of structures. They're all collapsing and falling away as more and more of this plasmic liquid photonic light is really radiating down from the galactic center. And that's really why, you know, people need to be able to embody this light so it doesn't feel too heavy or too dense for them to flow with all of these changes. So this is where the light comes from. And if you take a look at the Schumann resonance, right, of the Earth, it's like the heartbeat of our Mother Earth. It's spiked to an all-time high, especially probably over the last 6 months or so. So this year alone, it's really very, very high, meaning it's a lot more energy here, a lot more light. So as earthwalkers, we need to be able to navigate, to still feel supported and abundant, and to be able to really find our path and to actually, you know, handle all of these energies that are among that are upon us. Because a lot of people who are still living in the old 3D paradigms are the ones that are really struggling, right, with kind of feeling like they're stuck or caught between two worlds, right? One foot in the old and one foot or one leg in the new. And that's a really uncomfortable place to be, isn't it?
Well, let's just talk about this as if it's the book series Ascension for Dummies 101, okay? And I'm volunteering myself as the big dummy here. So is ascension, could evolution or soul's evolution be a synonym for ascension, first of all?
Absolutely. It's personal and planetary, and it's collective, and it's happening to us, through us, all around us, and this is just a natural, organic process. For example, I'm glad you brought that up, like the solar flares. I think there's a lot of misinformation and misunderstandings about what's going on, and of course we know a lot of information is really like kept from us, so it's not really on the news, on the major news channels, right? But if we tune into like a NASA, you know, website, you know, a NASA website, we'll be able to see what's really happening in space and outer space. So all of these stellar frequencies and energies and the planetary alignments, like these ecliptic energies that everyone's talking about that's happening this month, and, you know, like I said, the solar flares and all of that unusual activity, you know, even the fact that there's like this coronal gash, like this hole in the sun, you know, that, you know, if people didn't really understand what that all means, they could really go into fear. And actually, what I'm here to educate and inform people about, it, these are just natural earth changes, you know, even like the climate warming and all of that, and the polar reversals, you know, all of the weird weather patterns. This is all part of uplifting our planet and expanding into a higher dimensional consciousness, the consciousness of oneness and co-creation, collaboration, right? So we all are in this together, but individually we are all being affected by these changes. But once you consciously understand that all of these changes are meant to really illuminate who we are, and also to shine a light on what's not working so we can easily notice it as it shows up, and it wants to be released, it wants to be transmuted into something better, so we don't carry around all of those burdens on our shoulders, and we can really enjoy being here on this planet and do what we came here to do. So everything is actually working in our favor. It's not going against us. It's working for us, for our highest and greatest good. So all of these natural changes, are helping us to evolve as souls and collectively, you know. So there's a lot going on the planet right now. But I just want everyone to know that, you know, it's a way of really illuminating our soul plan and the reason why we're even here in this golden age of Aquarius, right? So this is a really exciting time to be alive.
You talk about reality resets. I think you call them Rich and Race.
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about these resets, how they work, why they work, and maybe
Absolutely.
We can go through the process you spoke of when it feels right.
Absolutely, it feels right now. So what we want to do first is we really want to, so the accelerated light healing processes are about quickly and easily letting go, unlocking, unraveling all of the unconscious patterns and programs that we have internalized and adopted that don't really belong to us. So what we want to do first is we always want to come into our heart space. We always want to drop into our heart space, and we want to release all of that mental debris and clutter that's swimming around in our brains. And, you know, about 95% of our choices are based on what happened in the past. So there's a lot of projection energy from what I call like the past mind wanting to repeat itself again and recreate itself, duplicate itself. And when that happens, we get stuck. We literally become energetically paralyzed, and we can't create something new, something better, something amazing. So what the processes do, and this can happen in under 10 minutes, is to really bring you back to your conscious awareness so you don't repeat the unconscious programs, the stories, the false beliefs, and everything that you've been taught and modeled growing up here. So a quick and easy way to do this is I'll just start out with explaining really quickly what the three ascension codes are, what they spell out, and what the energies are embedded between the words and between the letters. So basically, if you look at Kabbalah or any mysticism, any teachings like that, there's always like a hidden meaning symbolically, like there's energy that is stored between the letters. So it's kind of like that. This is very much out of our heads and into our hearts. So this information came from off planet. It came from the quantum, because the quantum field is made up of infinite intelligence. So you're getting all of the creative solutions from the quantum when you say these words, these phrases. And the answers to our problems or our questions are not going to be available in the same realm, in the same dimension as where they were created. So we have to be willing to have a look at what's not working and what's not serving us anymore. And once we establish what that is, we can quickly clear it, and then we can create something better, and then we can reset it. So actually every cell in our body, every molecule, every DNA strand is being reset. All the neural circuitry is being reset. All of the our heart cells, our enteric nervous system, which is our gut, right? Our gut knows everything. All the information is inside of us, but things get really scrambled and misaligned over time. So this is allowing you to quickly kind of awaken to greater possibilities and to quickly transform what's not working for you, what's holding you back, what's keeping you stuck. So are you ready to hear what they are?
Absolutely.
Okay, I think I'll tell you. All right.
All sounds great.
So, so remember back in 2012, at the end of 2012, there was a lot of misinformation about the Mayan calendar, that a lot of people went into fear and panic about, oh, the world is coming to an end because this is the last month of the Mayan calendar, when actually it was the beginning of a new time. It's now we're actually in the ninth Mayan wave frequency. And what does that mean? It means living in our intuitive guidance system, which is located in our hearts, in our heart space. So all the answers are, all the intelligence, all the wisdom is in our heart. So the very first thing that you need to do is drop out of your head and into your heart. And then all you have to do is really ground the light that you're now making yourself available to receive. So let's just take a moment to do that. coming really back into your center and breathing in that beautiful golden liquid light. This is a plasmic light, and you can actually imagine it in any color that you like, but it's very high vibrational, high frequency, and I've been running these energies even before the call, so you're probably already feeling kind of tingly already. And I'm just going to help everyone out who's listening to this, and of course you, Sheldon, just going to open up the any seals or anything that is disconnecting you from your higher self, from your soul plan, and from pure supreme source. So just going to open up the top and just allow all of those thought patterns to unwind and unravel, and just to quickly sort of just release through the top of your crown, just breathing and expanding, and allowing that light to start circulating, spiraling, and radiating down the top of your head, going straight down to the pineal master gland and really like awakening and clearing out any static, scrambled energies of overwhelm and intensity. So what we're doing with this is we're overriding the busy brain. So these processes that I'm going to run for you in just a moment are going to help to slow down your brain waves from the beta to the alpha to the theta to the delta, so that really everything is just going, it's just kind of slowing down into a zero point field. So as you're just breathing in more and more of that light, as much as you can, you're unzipping the armor, you're stepping out of all of the old ways that you try to fit in, right? You're dropping the masks or any roles that you played. You're just allowing all the density to dissolve and diffuse with the light. So the light is melting the armor and all of those 3D cloaks of invisibility that have been layered all around you. So just feel that all those barriers, the blocks, walls, and shields are just dropping one by one, just falling off and away from the entirety of you. And it's falling to your feet. And now we're just going to ground and connect that accelerated living light. We're just going to pull it all the way down and through your power pillars, I call them, your chakra pillars of light, right, all the way down your central cord, your central panel there, and it's just moving down, clearing out all of your chakras, meridians, nadis, all of that, unwinding, it's all unraveling, and you're just letting go. You're just expanding into the vastness of all that is above you, beneath you, and all around your field. And we're just breathing in that light intelligence, that liquid light, breathing in all of the support from the divine, from the beloveds, from all of the angels, archangels, guides, and guardians that are in the Akashic realm. So you're just really being open to receiving this clearance. You're emptying out all the toxic trash, and you're allowing that infinite space for you to just show up as you, the true you, the authentic you, your best self. Okay, so we're allowing all of that to fill you up. Now ground the soles of your feet chakras like magnets. Really dig your feet into that 5D strong, solid support system, that platform that's made of these beautiful illumine crystalline grids, these holy grids under the earth, and allow yourself to really feel and kind of pull up and fill yourself up with all of that fertile soil, all the flora, fauna, the crystals, the plant medicine, all of that wisdom from your tribes, from the indigenous power beings, and Shambhala, just all of that earth energy to really allow you to feel supported and blessed on this new earth with all of the changes that are happening. There you go. Good. Wonderful. Now just expand bigger and bigger, letting go more and more and more and more. and just allow four pillars of light to fill up the room that you're in, and just allow that light to start diffusing into your space. So you're merging with that light. Beautiful. And so you're expanded and you're also grounded as that bridge between heaven and earth. So the first clearing we're going to say for whatever it is that's not serving you, whatever keeps you stuck, whatever shuts you down, we're just going to say this one soul code, this one command, like a magical command. But it really is your human brain will not work in this case. Because that's just a looping system based on the past programming anyway. So what we're going to do right now is override the brain, the logical brain. We're going to open up the intuitive brain, and I'm just going to say one word, which stands for releasing, clearing, integrating, and harmonizing, just allowing you to harmonize with all of life itself, with all of creation, with all of the blessings and the miracles that you deserve. And that one word is rich. And that's what rich spells out. So whatever it is that's still lingering in any timeline, in any lifetime dimension, realm, reality, your home planet, wherever it is that your, you know, your starseed, you know, lineage is, it doesn't matter. It even will clear out stuff for your ancestors. So whatever happened before, whatever your soul history is containing your Akashic records that is holding you back, you can renegotiate that. You can amend it. You can override it. You can transmute it. And, of course, I always call in Saint Germain and Lady Portia, because those are the ones that are also guarding the integrity and the sanctity of your soul biographies. So they're already here lighting up that violet flame. So if you're interested in transmuting and rising above the old systems and the old thoughts in your head and the old programming, then you just want to say that one word. So whatever it is that's not working for you, you can just say something like, everywhere I still feel incomplete on my own, and I can't seem to attract and magnetize to me what I desire. Everything all that is, locate where you're feeling it in your body, in your chakras. And then you want to breathe into that and just expand, right? And so whatever that contracted energy is, we're melting it, we're dissolving it just by saying that one word. And it's cleared out just with that one soul command in all realities at the same time. So everything all that is, just feel that in your solar plexus, in your heart, in your throat, you know, any type of suppression, repression, anywhere that you really feel blocked. I want you to breathe in that liquid light again and feel it coming up from the earth, right? Because there's light under the earth too. And feel all that life force energy, that prana, start rushing up and radiating up through your feet, your legs, your lower chakras, and allow that deep red light, that ruby red column of light, to start spiraling all around your field. And it's filling you up from head to toe, so it's circulating up and down and all around like this beautiful cosmic illumined, rainbow-lit waterfall of higher consciousness. So go ahead and feel that, because this paradigm is based on feeling and dreaming your dreams into reality. So I want you to feel the vibration of the earth flowing through you, and I want you to feel the illumination from that stellar intelligence, from the suns, from the stars, from the great central sun in the Milky Way galaxy. So there you go. Pull it in, down and up, and allow those energies to merge in your heart, in your crystal Christed heart. Go ahead. Just stay there for a moment. So everywhere you're unwilling to let this go, everywhere it still feels scary to come out of the spiritual closet, everything that is, unlock it, cancel, clear, and rich. Now, when I say rich, you can just go ahead and breathe that out. Just allow that all to release. This is about releasing and sacredly letting go, letting God, to allow your beautiful body of light and all of your bodies to activate into a crystal light body. So the light that you're breathing in, that you're now aligning with is crystalline, and that's what our cells are evolving into. So now I'm just going to talk about race while you're processing this. So go ahead and just keep releasing and allowing those energies to drain and flush down through and out and away from you. Just feel that for once you can finally let go of all the burdens, cares, and concerns. Good. And now we're going to use another key, another code to unlock another beautiful crystal stargate, another portal of magical possibilities. And we're going to say something that spells out radiate, activate, create, and expand. Now, we've just emptied out all of the stuff, all of the mucus, the congestion, the clouds, the karmic, miasmic, like those imprints that have stuck in your field that got locked up inside of you that don't even belong to you. Now the fun part comes. Now we're going to just be able to receive and create something far greater than you've ever been told was possible. So now we're going to go into your right brain, into your intuitive brain, and we're going to connect your heart with that part of your brain, and we're going to start the envisioning, the creative visualization process. So I want you to just, we're going to call in your future self, your future timelines. We're going to merge all of your timelines together, and we're just going to have fun now and play with these energies of whatever it is that you're now ready, that you now have space to embody and receive. So let's do that for a moment and imagine like it's already happened. So you are already living the life of your dreams. You've already waved your magic wand. If you're a fairy, you've sprinkled your fairy dust. Whatever it is, you've broken all the rules and you're like this cosmic rebel. You're like really ready to have some fun. You're really ready to receive and to activate your peak potential and to really align with divine creation, this creative energies, and use this life force energy and all the energy on the planet to your advantage for your highest and greatest good. So right now, we're just going to call on your future self, your future selves, and all the other aspects of your soul, all the versions of you living in parallel realities, alternate universes. We're going to call on your divine parents, your Akashic families, all of your loved ones who are really supporting this, really holding that space for you. And now when you're ready, just see, feel, and know, just trusting this process, that you've already vibrationally magnetized and attracted all that you could ever ask for and more. Okay? So all the old stuff, all the old karma, the negative, non-beneficial, you know, karmic imprints and the cellular memories from past lives or stuff that your ancestors went through, any stress, struggle, and trauma, that has all been cleared with a rich command. And now all you have to do is when you're ready, I want you to breathe into the left and the right side of your brain, into that whole brain, and allow all of this intelligence and quantum information to drop into your heart and allow your heart to open and expand even more, feeling that loving support of Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael, really that green healing ray. Yeah, so you could just breathe in that, the feeling of adoration, like, I love myself, I'm worthy, I'm deserving of all of the things that I never thought that I could ever experience in this lifetime. So everything all that is, everything it looks like, feels like, is like, smells like, tastes like, really open up all of your extrasensory perceptions, your clairs, like, all of your psychic gifts and abilities, but really your third eye, even your fourth and fifth spirit sight centers. Let's open them all up and see it before you. And I want you to just breathe in and merge with all those energies. So everything that is, race. Everywhere I'm ready now to place my order and to actually receive it, because trusting that I know I'm worthy of it, everything that is race. Everywhere I'm willing to become a millionaire, a billionaire, a trillionaire, everything that is race. So race is about your ability to limitlessly receive the magic, the miracles, the blessings. Good. The last step is reality reset. Reality reset is literally, this is the time of the stellar window, of this particle convergence, right? That we're, this is 2017, so we've already done so much purging, so much clearing, so much releasing. You know, that was energetically in the forecast for the first 6 months of the year. Now the rest of this year is really about resetting, refreshing, rebooting, re-energizing, recharging, right? Recharging our batteries, right? So, when we say reality reset, we've let go, we've riched all the stuff that's not working, that's not serving. We're really, truly able to really step into our cosmic consciousness, really to connect with our soul purpose and to shine our light, right? To express what we've repressed. And when we said race, it was about expanding that creation and manifestation energy and using the powers from the stars and the new earth energies to make that possible. So this is about rebalancing and restructuring. That's exactly what these ascension energies are here to teach us, are here to bless us with. So when we say reality reset, you're literally integrating all of the new energies that are upon us that you have just brought in, that you are now embodying. So we're resetting, we're unplugging from the 3D matrix, we're plugging into a higher power source, a higher outlet. You know, the energy of oneness, the spirit of, you know, aloha, and this is what is happening on the planet. We're coming from our hearts, we're no longer allowing our minds to overthink, to, you know, try to figure out or overanalyze anything, because that never moves us forward. So we're really relying on our new guidance system, our new navigator, which is the intuitive guidance from our heart space. And this is the only way that we can actually experience ease and grace. And with these three tools that I just walked you through, you're aligning with the divine in the easiest, fastest way possible. So that'll immediately bring you back online, right? So everything can just fall into place for you without all that stress and struggle that we've been taught that we have to experience. So this is a new way of being on the new earth, the new 5D frequencies. So take another deep breath, Sheldon. I want you to just really like expand your feet back onto the earth, really dig them into that really like solid support system, the 5D crystalline grids holding you up, and breathe in again all the way from your feet to the top of your head, and allowing all those frequencies to just start settling in, settling down, and allow that light to make you feel more alive than you've ever felt before, more energized, but at the same time, so relaxed and present. Allows you to be in this eternal now moment, in the present, the essence of your presence, right here and right now. And just know that not only have you received this 5D activation, but everyone who's willing to receive it, including all of your loved ones, you know, all of your ancestors, your pets, your inner child, like all of the parts of you. I know my kitty is right here just like totally soaking up and bathing in all of these energies. So he's really blissed out. Should totally take a picture of this and send it to you. But so when you're ready, you could just come back. And how was your experience?
Oh, my experience is great. I feel very expansive and light. And I, mind you, I was already really expansive and light before we got on this call. So it's amazing to me that I can be even that much more expanded and lit up and also grounded at the same time. I really loved the way you guided us through grounding. And I have there's a tiny little redwood forest here in Santa Barbara, like literally five trees that I'll go to. It's just the energy there is supremely grounding and nurturing. And when you were talking about that in your process, I saw that image, mm-hmm. and I was right back there. And meeting those two energies in my heart, the cosmic and the nurturing of Gaia was just so lovely, that alchemy. So, yeah, the whole experience was wonderful. Thank you. How was it for you?
Amazing. Yeah, I love when people ask me that because it only happened once before and it kind of like caught me off guard. Like, you're actually asking me how I'm feeling? Wow, that's a switch. It feels amazing. I mean, it felt amazing even before the call. It just, the energies are like really good. We're in a really good space. Like, you know, this, I mean, a lot of people, you know, I feel like it's wherever you align your attention, wherever you focus your attention, that's what you're going to magnetize to you faster than ever before. Everything is like a mirror. Everything is just a reflection of where we choose to be. So it's like if you choose to be like living heaven on earth, that's exactly the experience that your soul is going to experience. So, but if you want to like buy into all the stuff on the news and like really go there, you're going to feel like very split and very disconnected from source and very, you know, unsupported. So it's free choice. We have free will, and it's a question of, well, how would you rather live, you know, with peace and ease or, you know, stress and trauma? And it's okay because sometimes we could very easily be pulled back into that black wormhole. And you know what? If that happens, you know, those apps start, you know, popping up, we can just quickly and easily uninstall those programs and just go ahead and enrich it and then race where you would rather be and just instantly shift yourself out of it. It's kind of like a wake-up call. And then you can just say reality reset, because that's like sealing in all the healing benefits and all the changes. So it's kind of like a chiropractic adjustment for your soul.
Oh, love it. Yeah. and I love that metaphor, by the way. Your description, the metaphor of apps, using apps for programs, you know, that's a, I haven't
yeah, they're
to
all,
use that.
Mm-hmm, they're automatic. That. Yeah, and they all of a sudden they come up out of nowhere.
Okay. So I'm noticing the time and we do need to get moving, and I want people now to know how to connect with you, and let's talk about your free offering and you know, how they can dive in deeper into the process.
Awesome. Well, thank you. So I created this amazing package, and it's basically called New Earth Mastery Magic and Miracles. And it's basically kind of like what we just facilitated for everyone today. It's about how to navigate and thrive instead of just surviving on the 5D abundant New Earth, because there's just so much abundance that's always available for us. So what I did is I recorded five different tracks. And these sacred soul journeys is basically very similar to what you experience, but I go even deeper. We dive deeper into that ninth wave frequency of the plasmic photonic light, so you could really feel the vibration of all that light, like moving out all those old false programs. And each track is going to help you in a different way. I have five different tracks, and each one is probably about 30 minutes so that you don't get blasted with too much energy. And so each one has a different theme, a different name. You can play them at different times of the day or evening. I always like to encourage people to listen to these tracks, program them on a loop so that they keep playing all night long, so it clears out all the subconscious, unconscious blocks, and you wake up feeling completely energized, refreshed, and you sleep so much better. And you can just play it on a very low volume, a very soft volume, and you can even, someone asked me, well, can you just turn off the volume and will the transmission frequency still run even if we can't hear your voice? And the answer is yes. So you can do that too. So the first track is about opening to miracles, grace, and serenity in these times of intensity and chaos, which a lot of people kind of are hooked into, and the drama and the trauma just not really working for most people these days. So that's a good one if you're experiencing that. Or if you live in a household or you work around people that are very negative or, you know, people who are just energy vampires, let's just put it that way. Track two is about unlocking any physical, mental, or emotional blocks. Track three is about detoxifying all of the density, the heaviness, the stress, struggle, and trauma that's still living on in our limbic brains, like all of those frozen emotions, like the fear, the fight, the flight, that's all in our survival reptilian brains. So we want to clear all of that out. So once all of your cells are released from all of the toxic imprinting, then we can reprint with that higher source light. So this will help you to just feel more connected with all of life, to really feel like you can come out and play and it's safe and, you know, you're not alone on the planet. So you do have that safety net. So that's track three. Track four is about really playing. This is my favorite one. It's about playing with all the Davis, pixies, and fairies, all of the nature spirits, you know, also the water sprites, the sylphs, and, you know, all of the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom. Really, really important at this time to stay super, super grounded, centered, and also connected to really feel, you know, receive all of the life force energy. And that is important to get outside a lot. So if you can't get outside as often as you would like to, then listen to track four because it contains the essence of the entire elemental kingdom and all of nature. So we're connected. We're made up of the earth. We're also made up of the stars. So we have to really rebirth that, those parts of ourselves so we can feel like, okay, I am grounded, I am here, I can be present, and I can also receive all the abundance that the earth has to offer me. That's track four. The last track is about archangel chakra awakenings. So it's actually, I bring in the frequencies, the harmonic frequencies of all of the archangels, and we actually clean out all of your chakras, we unwind all of the, you know, maybe the vows that you've taken on in other lifetimes, like vows of poverty, vows of celibacy, you know, anything living on in your cells that you've absorbed and taken on from others. Many of us are empaths, so we're like sponges, so we kind of absorb a lot of like chaos consciousness from the collective. So this is about really emptying out all of that stuff and really embodying that archangelic frequency. So this is a beautiful chakra kind of balancing MP3. So awesome. The more you listen, the deeper you can release all of those hidden layers that are not serving you and shine your light.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And that's for everybody, that's just claim your free gift now button. You see that? Just hit that and it'll take you right there. It's all free. Wonder, what a wonderful resource. What a extensive resource, too, it sounds like. So thank you so much for offering that to all of our listeners. And in just two, I'm so sorry. I could talk your ear off for another hour, okay? But unfortunately,
well, I can come back again and play.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. That'd be great. But in just 2 minutes or less, how do people learn how to do what you just led us through? Do you teach the process and all of this wonderful experience and mastery you have with? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So two
Absolutely.
Minutes or less.
So, yep, VandanaLightHealing.com is my website. I teach people how to become Akashic readers, advisors. Also, we have an accelerated light energy healing practitioner program where you can also take it to the next level and become a teacher, a master teacher of accelerated light. And I also am teaching presently an intuitive counseling program that certifies you and trains you in becoming an intuitive guide, a counselor, and just showing up in the world and being of service. So yes, thank you for asking me about all of these amazing classes, and I call them play shops, not workshops, because we always have a lot of fun, but the healing is so amazing and beautiful to witness. So it's all about empowering you to remember who you are, inspiring you to feel like you can do what you came here to do. And it can all happen with ease and grace. Thank you so very much, Sheldon.
Thank you so much, too. And thank you, everybody, for showing up and being part of the collective healing and awakening here today. We're all in this together, and it's my intention to build a wonderful, beautiful community and continue to expand that community of loving kindness and joy and playfulness. And so thanks for being a participant and co-creator with me. Thank you, Vandana, so much, and I look forward to connecting with you again. Everybody tune in tomorrow or the next session, and we'll be back for more. Take care.
Blessings. Thank you so much, Sheldon. Bye-bye.